The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I went to my high school dinner. I went to Long Beach, the city of Long Beach. So they had their annual dinner near Lakewood last Sunday, I think it was. And I was sitting next to a friend. They put you on tables with your classmates. So there was a few classmates that still come to the dinner. And so this friend of mine, I said to him, I always say over your story. What was the story? This guy was a very big Eilam mensch. He was a big chesed mensch. He always like did things. And every Shabbos, he would keep in his locker. Everybody knew his combination. Yeah, everyone had lockers of combination. Everyone knew his combination. And he kept like a brownie, like a Reisman brownie cake. I don't know if they make it anymore. Like a little brownie cake. And, you know, if you were learning, you weren't, whatever, you could just go into his locker and take it. He was happy to give it. He bought it for the Eilam. And he also had he also bought just for everybody, like a jar of, it wasn't pickles, you know, it's like a whole jar of like shayurakis in there. Like they have different types of, like onions and pickles and like just a whole chillant of like different types of pickled types of vegetables. I don't know. Anyway, that's what he got every shot. And that was also, it was in the refrigerator. Whoever wanted to have, if you were learning in the base medrash late Friday night or Shabbos afternoon, you just go and take it. That was, he got those two things every single week. And, just purely for the Eilam, he wasn't a wealthy boy. He was just like, this is what his contribution to yeshiva was, at least on the Shabbos. So, and he'd do this in 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. The end of 12th grade, he went on Friday afternoon. I think I was with him. I'm not sure if I was with him, but I like putting myself always into these stories. So let's say I was with him. And he put his hand, it was like the local supermarket, it was called Walbaum's. And he put his hand in the shelf to get like that same jar of pickles that he's been doing for 4 years straight. And there was a jar that was like broken, and he cut his hand on the jar. He was bleeding, and he called over the manager, and the manager right away gets him like a bandage, cleans it out, whatever, and they didn't want him to sue, so basically they asked him to sign like a waiver, because you could sue for a lot of money, and they cut him a check on the spot for like $1,748.36. It was like some very random, that wasn't like a normal number. And just so he wouldn't sue, you know, he'd sign his name, they gave him that money. And like, and we made a cheshbon afterwards, like, and the cheshbon was that exactly to the dollar, you know, he had an exact cheshbon, like how much that brownie and that pickle jar cost every week times, you know, the amount of weeks that we were in yeshiva times four years, and it came out mamish to that amount. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshalim Schar, you know, he repays you. Whatever you do, you know, you'll get Schar HaRema Dopi Falei. Whatever you want to get Schar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays you in kind. No matter what you do in life, don't think that sometimes it's hard, like they've stuck, like, I don't want to give this guy $5, $10, I need it myself. If you give it, it's going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you in spades. It's going to come back to you much more, but at a minimum, if you're worried just about the Karen, you're going to get the Karen back, for sure.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.